KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some thunderstorms in the area and 59. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, February 20th. The news is sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Looking for some rain and falling temperatures throughout the day. It was 68 earlier this morning. We're expecting temperatures to fall to the mid-30s by this afternoon, and some wintry weather coming in Wednesday through Thursday, where we could see some periods of some freezing rain. The city of Chickasha could get some lakefront property in exchange for an unpaid economic development loan. The story part of today's Cool News.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Several lots of ground, Grand Lake in northeastern Oklahoma, could become the property of the city of Chickasha. The city council approves what's known as a forbearance agreement to obtain the properties. The lots owned by Tom Word of Word Industries. The council loaned Word $250,000 back in 2016 after he announced plans to move his company to Chickasha, but that move never took place. City Manager John Noblet talks about the terms of the agreement with the housing development where the seven lots are located.
They had put some properties up as collateral towards that note. Those properties are in Apache Cove LLC's name. The forbearance agreement will allow Apache Cove September, October to sell those lots and pay back those funds that are owed to the city.
The agreement does not keep the city from pursuing the collection of its judgment against Word Industries owner Tom Word in district court. The city council also allows a family to temporarily move a mobile home onto their property. Jimmy and Ruth Johnson had asked to have the mobile home after a fire damaged their permanent home last December. The Johnsons were not allowed to move the mobile home onto their property because it's just under the allowed 3 acres for a mobile home to be in the city limits. The city council did unanimously approve the measure allowing the mobile home to be located there, and it allows the Johnsons to have the facility on their property for 6 months while their damaged home is being remodeled. They can return and ask for an extension after the end of that six-month period. Caddo County voters going to the polls next month to decide if a half-cent countywide sales tax should be extended. Supporters say the tax helps fund the sheriff's office, more than 20 local and volunteer fire departments, as well as the county health department and senior nutrition centers. The tax first approved in 1993, and voters have continued to support that tax every 5 years since. If this extension is approved, it would continue through the year 2024. The tax also pays for maintenance on the county courthouse, supports local and county fairs, and helps for improvements and maintenance on facilities at the Caddo County Fairgrounds. Supporters say the sales tax costs about $7 a month for a family of four with a household income of $40,000 to $50,000. The issue is on the March 6th election. More Cool News coming right up.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven. 224-0909.
Reports of another big producing oil well in the south central Oklahoma oil province, what we know as the Scoop, a well near Blanchard bringing in about 1,500 barrels of oil per day. The website OKEnergyToday.com reporting the well by Merit Energy out of Dallas hit that mark when it was tested back on December the 29th. Known as the Larry 1H22X, the well located just southeast of Blanchard, the spud date was in June of last year. The drilling was finished in July, and the well completed last October. Merit's Oklahoma operations are based in Lindsay. It is an independent company formed in 1989. It owns an interest in more than 10,000 wells in 10 states. A lot of families anticipating their tax refund check. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension says putting some of that refund aside for a rainy day is a good idea.
Setting up or adding to an emergency fund large enough to cover your expenses for at least 3 months is one way to make your refund work for you. The emergency fund will provide some cushion in the event of unexpected bills or loss of income.
Ruth says it is okay to spend some of your refund on something fun, but using part of it for long-term financial health is to be helpful down the road. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange starting the holiday shortened week at $61.68 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $64.68. Natural gas, $2.56 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,340 and silver, $16.58. Our weather forecast, some showers and storms in the region this morning. We'll have falling temps throughout the day to about the mid-30s. By late this afternoon, and then very cold temperatures for overnight, and we'll see some freezing rain coming in perhaps Wednesday afternoon and maybe even into Thursday. Right now, that cold front trying to make its way through the Chickasha area. We have had some rain this morning with some thunderstorms, and our temp right now at 59. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
In sports, a former Chickasha High School wrestler doing well collegiately, Riley Williams, now a junior at Wayland Baptist University in Plainview, Texas, won his weight division at the Sooner Athletic Conference Wrestling Championship this past weekend. Williams is ranked 16th in the country in NAIA in the 197-pound division. He went unbeaten through this first-ever conference wrestling tournament, which was at Oklahoma City University last weekend. Williams won his first two matches by fall, won his championship match 3-0. With that regional championship, Williams going on to the NAIA National Wrestling Tournament that'll be in Des Moines, Iowa on March 2nd and 3rd. Amber Pocasset, Minko, and Apache Schools all to be hosting some of the Class 2A regional basketball tournaments later this week. AMPO is a main site, so is Apache, and Minko is a sub-site. AMPO girls in the regional semifinals Thursday night. They'll play Hollis. The 10th-ranked AMPO boys upset in their district finals by Elmore City last week. So AMPO and Innocob boys will play an elimination game Thursday afternoon. Both Minko teams in the regional semifinals that they'll host Thursday night. Both teams play Christian Heritage. Rush Springs girls in the regional semifinals at Apache Thursday evening, where they will play Van Oss. And then Apache and Wewoka boys in the regional semifinal Thursday night. USAO freshman pitcher Emily Cerny wins the Softball Pitcher of the Week award from the Sooner Athletic Conference. She won her first two games in a Drover uniform this past weekend, even tossed a no-hitter. And through 14 innings, she has 21 strikeouts. She's given up just three hits and has walked three. And the 25th-ranked Drovers open up Sooner Athletic Conference play with a doubleheader against Southwestern Christian of Bethany that is scheduled at Bill Smith Ballpark this afternoon, weather and field conditions permitting. In the meantime, the 11th-ranked Drover baseball team scheduled to play in Enid this afternoon. That's going to be a neutral site for a game scheduled with Kansas Wesleyan. And again, that's weather and field conditions permitting. And another rough outing for the Oklahoma Sooners basketball team, falling at Kansas 104-74 last night. That's six straight losses for the Sooners, and Trey Young was held to a season-low 11 points. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and the First National Bank and Trust.